Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, as promised, they are coming for your guns. That's right, despite the fact that they said, oh no, that we would never try to usurp the Second Amendment, they're coming for your guns. Good old Uncle Joe has decided that it's not against the any amendment, Second Amendment, to ban certain guns, to make people criminals for having certain guns. No. Far from it. That's very interesting. So in order that he's able to carry this out, and by the way, I don't blame Joe Biden because I don't even believe Joe Biden knows what's going on. Joe Biden reads what's in front of him on a teleprompter. Joe Biden wouldn't know the laws for these things if they bit him in the ass. Just once, I wish someone would put on his teleprompter, I am Joe Biden and I come from the planet Ork, and he would read it out loud. And just go on with the speech like he made no mistakes. He doesn't know what's going on. He just reads what's written for him, and that's good enough. Now, apparently, they've already banned what they call stabilizers. Now, a stabilizer is virtually just an apparatus that goes on your arm, attaches to the gun, so it stabilizes the weapon for mostly target practice. In and of itself, it does nothing. Well, that's no good. You can't have that. I'd love to know how many crimes were committed with a stabilizer bar on somebody's arm. Can't have that. If you have that, you have to turn it in. If you don't turn it in, you're caught with it. It's a felony. A felony. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And pretty soon it's going to be AR-15s, and then it's going to be more. It's going to be all kinds of semi-automatic rifles. Because so many of those are used in the commission of crime. I wonder if anybody bothered to take a look at the statistics, because they keep them, about gun crime in America and how many of these crimes have been carried out with assault rifles. And the answer is very few. Very few. The vast majority are handguns. The vast majority are handguns. Coming for your semi-automatic rifles. And according to Joe, that's fine. That's not in any way, shape, or form an assault on the Second Amendment. No. Absolutely not. And here's the thing. It's perpetrated with lies. And I'm not trying to disparage. Far from it. I'm trying to defend the American people. But your average American person probably doesn't know a lot of the laws. I mean, I'm not a huge gun person myself, so I don't know every single law applying to a gun, but I know this. Joe Biden lied to you. He said with a straight face, if you go to a gun show, you need no background check to buy a semi-automatic rifle. That is just a flat-out lie. That is not true in any way, shape, or form. That is a lie. Why he's not being called on this lie, I don't know. I have no idea why somebody didn't say, well, that's not true. It's not even close to true. If you can get away with just saying any outrageous thing in order to try to get the American people on your side, I mean, because if your average person says, well, that doesn't sound right, you mean to tell me that any Tom, Dick, or Harry could just walk into a gun show, buy a semi-automatic rifle, and walk out with it in his hands? That sounds dangerous. I don't like that. Maybe Joe's on to something here. Yeah, if you can lie and change the actual narrative to the American people, and your average person doesn't know the law, doesn't know it's a lie, That's outrageous. And this would be where the news media would come in and say, well, now, wait a minute. That's not true, Joe. Well, let's not say things that aren't true, but no, they're all with them. They'll all find a reason why. Well, but in certain areas when you're buying a gun that has no absolutely no chance of ever firing, and it's only an antique from an old war somewhere that's in five pieces, yeah, that's different. That's not what he meant. See how easily these things can be misconstrued? So your average person who probably isn't a, you know, major gun enthusiast is going to say, oh, that doesn't sound good. Hell, I'd say that didn't sound good if I didn't know better. So this is the strength of the lies that the Democratic Party live upon. Just like they lied about the Georgia voting laws, just like they lied about what infrastructure is. A rocket scientist known as Christian Gillibrand says, well, infrastructure is paid leave. Infrastructure is home health care. No, it's not. No, it's not. Do you know what the word infrastructure even means? Because that's not it. Moron. So it's anything you want it to be. I mean, that's just ludicrous. What did I tell you on this show about how they changed the definition of words? Well, there they go. They changed the definition of words again. Now, infrastructure means whatever the Democrats say it means. Doesn't matter what it is. Infrastructure means letting more people in at the border. That's fine. Whatever we say it is, that's what it is. Whatever the laws we say the laws are, that's what they are, even if it's not true. In order to flim-flam the American people to be on their side, because they know their policies would not be popular unless they flim-flam people by telling them lies. Now I'm going to tell you something that's even more outrageous. The man that he is nominating to be the head of the AFT is a man named David Chipman. This is a psychopath, okay? This is a flat-out psychopath. This is not a man who's playing with a full deck. The funny thing is, you can just take a look at him and say he's not a guy playing with a full deck. Did you ever see some of those people and you're like, I already know this guy's not playing with a full deck? He didn't even have to open his mouth yet. Well, this is one of them. But he has opened his mouth. And his Twitter. Oh, by the way, he's deleted about, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 posts in the last 3 or 4 days because he realizes if anybody sees any of them. Unfortunately, there is a little thing called, you know, saving screenshots, and we've seen some of them. This is a man who says the Branch Davidians shot down an AFT helicopter. And that's why there was an assault on the Branch Davidians. Well, that's not true. Anybody can check that. Did a helicopter go down? Was a helicopter shot? The answer is no. Anybody could check that out. It's just his weird conspiracy theory. Again, I'll make up something. I'll make up something. It's like you rob somebody's house and you say, the things I took were mine. They actually broke into my house and took them. And they dared me to come over there and take them back. So I did, but because there's more of them than me, I brought a gun. And all I took was my own things. And if idiots believe it, then okay, well, then you're all even, right? In fact, no, you're an armed robber. It's all in the perception, I guess. And the Democrats want you to think that their perception is reality, when in fact it's fantasy land. This is also a man who says, you know, I've done a little research. And interestingly enough, it seems that people who fail background checks for guns end up disproportionately committing violent crimes. So my idea is this. If you fail a background check, immediately arrest that person. Preemptively, before they commit a crime. Oh, that's a genius idea. Let's arrest somebody before they commit a crime. Well, I got news for you. Poor people commit more violent crimes than rich people. Should we arrest all the poor people so they don't commit a violent crime? Is that a good idea, David? You moron, you halfwit. Do you understand what you're suggesting? You're suggesting arresting people who are innocent of any crime other than failing a background check. But you're letting out people who've murdered their mother, You're letting out people who've raped and assaulted people. But if you fail a background check for a gun, not lie about it. He's not saying if you lied on your application, like, oh, I don't know, Hunter Biden, the president's son. He's not saying that. That's already a felony. You wouldn't know it by the way Hunter Biden's doing a book tour. You wouldn't know that's a felony. It's not a felony for him. It's a felony for me and you. But he's not even saying that. He's saying, no, you've answered everything honestly. You just failed. Well, you know what that's really about? That's about people saying, I'm not even going to apply because if I fail, I'm going to be arrested. I don't know if they might dig up something in my past or I said something wrong or something. I'm not going to even apply. That's what that's all about. Discouraging people from applying. Well, we can take a look at the guns they're coming after. They're not used in the commission of most crimes, most violent crimes. So they're not trying to stop crime. They're trying to disarm you. That's all they're trying to do. Because remember, those people who went and got guns and pointed them at Antifa and BLM members who stormed through their gates, threatened to kill the man's wife and his dog, and they didn't even fire a shot. They just said, get off my property. Those people, they wanted brought up on attempted murder charges, trying to defend their property by holding a gun on a mob. They're outnumbered, I don't know, 10 to 1, and they've got guns on them saying, get off my property, quit threatening to kill my wife and my dog. And for that, they're going to be brought up or wanted to be brought up on attempted murder charges, which is the equivalent of me coming home with a case of beer in my trunk and them saying, you have a case of beer in your trunk. We're arresting you for drunken driving. Yeah, but I haven't opened that case. Yeah, but you could have. Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah, but you could have. And you could have drank every one of them. Yes, I know, but I didn't. Doesn't matter. The opportunity was there. So you're getting a drunken driving charge. That's how much sense that makes. Not a shot was fired. It's attempted murder. Oh, but at the Capitol, when someone who served this country was shot dead when she was unarmed, have you heard anything about that? Is anybody even curious who did it and why? Who fired that shot into that woman's chest? Hmm? Does anybody care? No, that was justified, see? And I know what the liberals are going to say. She was an insurgent. She was in the middle of committing a crime. So force was necessary. Well, what was George Floyd? If you're going to argue that George Floyd, they used excessive force by holding him on the ground and putting their knee on his neck or back, whichever one it was, I would argue they used excessive force in blowing a woman away who didn't have a gun on her or any weapon at all. And wasn't threatening anybody in any tangible way, just entered a building. Oh, but if a robber, we're told if a robber enters your house and he doesn't have a weapon and you use deadly force, you have decided that you're judge, jury, and executioner. That's excessive force. You could still be brought up on charges of murder because you don't know that that robber was going to threaten your life. He may just have taken your property. You had no right to blow him away. But enter the Capitol building where normally, under normal circumstances, you're allowed to enter. That's your house. You paid for it. Blow a woman away, no problem. There's not even an investigation to who did it and why. Because you entered their house in their mind, see? Their house is different than yours. They'll still have guns. They'll take all yours away. They'll still have them. And the rocket scientist, Chipman, who still thinks that he can defend what happened at the compound by saying they shot down a helicopter when any idiot knows that's not the truth and it can easily be checked, can easily be fact-checked. See, here's the problem. They're not even trying anymore. They're not even trying. They're just telling you blatant lies, and they're counting on the fact that you are too lazy to fact-check them. He may as well have said there were all Russian agents in there, and they held a bomb, and they were going to blow up the world with it. What's the difference? Just keep telling lies until it's such a big lie that the people say, well, I guess everything you did was justified. See, when they do something, they lie in order to justify the lie and what they're trying to do. Joe Biden tells you, oh, well, you can go to a gun show and just get a gun. Same day, same minute. Just walk in, say, I want an assault rifle. Here you go. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to the nearest school and blow people away. That's not the truth. But he wants you to think that because then you're sympathetic to why he might be wanting to take your guns away. Chipman wants you to think, well, we were justified in killing all those innocent people. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. But we'll just lie our way out of it. This is definitely an assault on your rights, your constitutional rights, folks. And believe me, it's not going to stop with semi-automatic rifles. That's just the beginning. Pretty soon, anything stronger than a pea shooter, and they're going to say, forget it. Maybe they'll let you keep a 22. That's about it. That's about it. Oh, but the bad guys, they'll still have plenty of guns. They'll still have the most powerful guns. Because logically, what's going to stop them? The law? Gee, did that work on drugs? It's illegal to have heroin. Did that stop people from getting heroin? It's illegal to go into somebody's house when they're not home. Does that stop people from going into somebody's house when they're not home? How stupid are you people? They're very stupid folks. But they think you're going to buy into their delusion, just like they think you're going to buy into all their delusions. Think about what the left wants you to buy into. You can walk into a gun show and get a gun in the same day. No. You can wake up one morning and say, I'm a woman if I'm a man, and you better call that person a woman. No. It's terribly dangerous to open up the schools, but at the border, people can be taught in person. No. People on Daytona Beach is a super spreader, but millions of illegal aliens flooding into this country, going into any city they want to, that's not a super spreader. No. Infrastructure means a home health care and paid leave. No. Evergreen trees and highways are racist. No. They'll just say whatever. It doesn't matter what they say. It's become so outrageous, it doesn't even matter. It's all psychobabble. And Joe Biden just goes out there and repeats what he's told. So the AR-15s, that's going to be their target. What are you supposed to protect yourself with? What is it that you're supposed to protect yourself with? Because they're going to come for most everything. You know that. And they have to know, folks, that no matter how many guns they confiscate, criminals are still going to get a gun. All you're going to do is open up a black market. I mean, right now you probably have certain people salivating at the chance, saying, boy, when they ban those guns, will we ever have a great business going? But here's the thing. Your average homeowner is not going to break the law. Your average, you know, John and Jane Doe isn't going to say, well, I'm going to go down to the corner of the waterfront where Harry with a scar on his face is selling semi-automatic weapons out of the trunk of his car and break the laws of the United States of America. No, they're not going to do it. And the criminals know they're not going to do it. But guess what? The criminals are. They're going to go visit that waterfront. They're going to get the gun. Then they're going to come to your house because they already know you don't have one. Thanks to Joe Biden. Thanks to Chipman, the rocket scientist, who thinks you should be in prison if you just actually fail a background check. Can you imagine? I'm serious. This is an individual who suggests we preemptively arrest people who have committed no crimes. We preemptively arrest people. But the actual criminals, we don't arrest them. There are certain states now that says we're no longer arresting prostitution. We're no longer arresting minor drug sales. We're just not arresting these people. Man, if you fail a background check, You dirty bastard. You're going to jail. We don't have room in the jails, you say? Let out the guy who murdered his mother. Maybe he'll go beat up another 65-year-old Asian woman. Let out the pedophile. Maybe he'll go rape another child. It doesn't matter, because we got the evil bastard who failed a background check trying to buy a gun. This is a radical. An absolute radical. And a nut job. And he's going to be in charge of the AFT. That's it. I don't know what to say. I know that you understand very clearly that your freedoms are under assault. Your freedoms are under assault from an administration who is methodically taking them away one little bit at a time. And this is how you conquer. Why would you just not say, well, we're going to strengthen some of these background checks. We're going to deal with the problem itself. The problem isn't the gun itself. I could go buy a knife at Walmart. I could go buy a meat cleaver and attack somebody in Walmart with the meat cleaver I just bought. So should we ban meat cleavers, or should we say, well, we're going to have to be a little more careful? I'm all for background checks and very strict ones on guns. I don't think you should be able to get out of a mental institution for damn near killing your neighbors with a rock and saying, give me an assault rifle. No. I get it. But that's not what they want, see. They don't care about that. You think they really care about stopping crime when in Chicago how many people are shot every single year and 95% of them are shot with guns that were not legally obtained, folks. Were not legally obtained. It's not true. They're not trying to stop crime. They're trying to disarm you. Why, would you ask, are they trying to disarm you? Well, that's a very damn good question. If your policies are so wonderful, and they're going to benefit mankind and our country in such a positive way, why is there a wall up around the Capitol to protect you from the people you're supposed to serve, and why do you want to disarm them? That don't sound like your ideas are very popular. It sounds like you're afraid they're very unpopular. It sounds like you're afraid of the very people you claim to serve. That's what it sounds like. I don't know what to tell you, other than you have to push back. You have to take to your social media, who's probably going to ban you for doing it. You have to inform your friends and your neighbors that this is all a lie. You know, I do this show, and I hopefully I'm not just preaching to the choir. I know a lot of people who tune in here probably believe what I believe, so it is sort of preaching to the choir. But when I get off this radio show and I communicate with your average, normal, everyday people, I try to explain to them. You voted for Joe Biden? Okay, well, that doesn't make you an evil person. That makes you a person who was led by the nose by the media to believe Donald Trump was a horrible, nasty person and Joe Biden was somebody's grandfather who's just going to unite the country. But when someone says to me, you know, nothing Joe Biden did raise gas prices. No, excuse me. Let me tell you the things you're not being told. Well, I wouldn't want someone to go to a gun show and buy a semi-automatic rifle and just walk out with it. No, you're being lied to. And whether they believe me or not, I tell them the truth. Oh, I don't want Georgia laws to be so strict that minorities can't vote. No, nor do I. But that's not what it is. You know, I watched a very interesting segment of where a man went to a very high-end community where there were mostly white people and asked him, is the Georgia laws racist? Oh, yes. Why are they racist? Because it discourages black people from voting. They can't get an ID. Well, if they have a driver's license, yeah, but a lot of them don't drive. They live in communities where they don't need to drive. And yeah, but you can get a free one on the Internet. Yeah, but a lot of them don't have access to the Internet, and they don't know how to use the Internet. Yeah, but you could just go down to your local DMV, and yes, but a lot of them, they don't know how to do that, you see. these poor ignorant black people. They don't know how to do that. They're not like you and me. And then they went to Harlem, and they talked to some of these African Americans. Like, what are these people, crazy? Of course I have an ID. Of course I have a driver's license. Of course it's not racist to ask for one to vote. And then they're showed what these white people are saying. They're like, these are the racists. These are the actual racists. Because that's what they think of us as a black community. They're poor and dumb and stupid, and they don't understand the internet, and they don't have a driver's license, they can't get this, and they don't understand the concept. No, that's racist. That's absolutely racist. But they define the word racist. Racist now are evergreen trees and highways. And you, if you disagree with them. That's what racist is. Second Amendment has nothing to do with taking away your guns. We're not in any way challenging that. Yeah, okay. Okay. The most radical people I have ever seen in my life, it's like a freak show watching who Joe Biden has nominated to fill some of these positions. It really is. It looks like the cast of the Howard Stern Show. You wouldn't believe it. And you think Joe Biden's picking these people? Honestly think that Joe Biden is picking these people? At what point will the Joe Biden supporters realize that this is a tired old man who was led by the nose by a party who said, this is the most easily controlled person we can find. He will do as he said, as we say. He will nod and smile for the cameras and look elderly and very non-threatening. He won't be too loud or obnoxious or whatever, and we'll just tell him what to do, and he'll do it. At what point can you admit that to yourself, that you were bamboozled, you were lied to? Oh, I'd never do anything that would raise the prices or end fracking. Yeah, and then what do? I would never encroach on the Second Amendment. And then what do? It's all been lies. He's electing that are so radical. That's Joe's picks, right? But Joe was so middle of the road. Where's all these middle of the road picks we heard? That Joe's going to meet everybody in the middle. Joe's going to reach out. Where are all these people? All I see is a bunch of radicals trying to steal your guns, take away your freedoms, take away your freedom of speech, take away your liberties, take away your right to raise your child the way you want to raise them, take away your way everything. They're coming for your guns, folks. And if David Chipman gets his way, you'll be arrested if you fail a background check. But that's not radical. That's just the way things are under Joe.